Gus Bradley leads the Jaguars back onto the practice field Wednesday afternoon. The Jags getting ready for a visit to the Black Hole in Oakland. The Raiders and Jaguars coming up this Sunday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. And we quickly got to put last week's game away and get ready for this week.
Well, I think quick is the operative word. If the NFL is about anything, it's a week-to-week league. Last week was bad. It's got to be better this week.
Let's get into practice today for the Jaguars' first day in preparation for the Raiders game this Sunday. Meester, Babin, and Maurice Jones-Drew all had veteran off days today. Rackley, Lewis, Grotz, and Gabbert all out with injuries. And, of course, speaking of Blaine Gabbert, Chad Henne got under center today for the first time. Gabbert's hand beat up. Henne will make the start this week in Oakland, possibly the week after in Seattle as well, depending on how he recovers. But, boy, John, you got to find some kind of offensive rhythm now with a backup quarterback.
Well, this is why when people ask, are you going to cut Chad Henne when he didn't get the starting job, it's why the answer is no. If there's a guy who's prepared for this, he started 37. This will be his 38th start. He's seen a lot of situations. He's been the backup going into a situation. He's been the starter for a week and had to prepare quick. He's got to prepare quick now, but this is why you have him.
And Chad Henne said today before practice, this is really another chance for him to get this job.
Yeah, it's just starting this game and see where it goes from here. But my job is, play as well as I can and hopefully just keep the job. That's how I'm going to play it. I'm going to prepare, like I said, as a starter and play my best and show the coaches that I can get the job done.
And, John, that just sounds like a veteran mindset.
Well, it's a veteran mindset, but that's how he has to think. I don't think that the coaches are going to go with him. Once Gabbert is healthy, I think Gabbert gets another shot. But that's how Chad has to think. He has to think, hey, throw three touchdowns in each game and force the coaches to play me.
In the aftermath of last week's loss against Kansas City, a lot of focus on the offensive line. Struggled to make space for Maurice Jones-Drew in the running game. Gabbert was sacked 6 times. Obviously another big test this week for this group.
We go on and on about the line. They have to play better. The interior gave up too much pressure. MJD had no room to run. If this team's going to compete with either quarterback, the line has to give guys more time.
And left tackle Eugene Monroe said before practice that last week is done.
It doesn't matter, how you performed last week in terms of, preparation for the next opponent. So, we've watched the film and corrected the mistakes, owning them and, working to not let them happen again. But, it's over with. It's Oakland week now.
Now, throw in the fact this team goes on the road for the first time in a hostile environment, the Black Hole, the Coliseum in Oakland, and crowd noise could be a factor for this offensive line trying to get things going here in 2013. Well, the Jaguars start a 10-day road trip, the game in Oakland, the game in Seattle. This is quite a unique situation for an NFL team.
Yeah, it couldn't be more unique. I've been doing this since 95, never covered a team where you're on the road for 10 days. There's going to be a lot going on. Gus Bradley wanted to get them out there to make sure their bodies were ready for Seattle. It's the right approach, I think, but it's certainly a unique approach.
Well, how do you pack for 10 straight days on the road, John?
I have no worries because I only have 5 sets of clothes, so I'm good with that. So.
John, great stuff as always.
Thanks, JP.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.